Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. We'll begin Lamed Amid Beis, the bottom line, the last line on the Amid. Mar Brei Ravina Avri Lula Brei. He's making a chasana for his son. Chazana L'Rabbanan D'Hamekabad Chatuva. He saw that Rabbanan were very much besimcha, were very besimcha, and to the point of perhaps levity. So he felt that this was exceeding the boundary. Isa Kasa de Maikra, he brought a Kasa de Maikra, as she says, of white glass or crystal, Bas Arba Mea Suze, Vitavar Kamaya Vatsiva, and he broke it in front of them, and then they were saddened. So to dampen their spirits, he broke the glass. Tysus says over here that we see from here, this is the Makor, that we break a glass at the chasana, we break a glass, and by the nesuin, for this reason. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, what exactly is the reason that we do these types of things? Is it for zecher l'chorban? Is it a zecher l'chorban, and that's why we break it? Because we shouldn't be rejoicing to this extent when the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt. Or is the pshat that, no, it's not because zecher l'chorban, or perhaps in addition to Zeicha L'Churban, it is that it should not exceed the boundaries of Simcha, that it should not lead to levity. And Nafka Mina would be, even in the time of Beis HaMikdash, would there be this type of a custom to dampen the Simcha somewhat so it doesn't exceed the boundaries. Another example, Ravashi Avri Lula Brei made a chasam Rav San Chazan Rabban to come about Chetuva. They were excessively besimcha, Isaac Kasa de Zagisa, Chibrasa, Vatavar Kamay. Here it says that it's white glass. Here the Gemara's gear says white glass. So in the previous case, the Kasa de Mikra, then it Luchaira, which is a Shinui in the gear sois over here. And that case was just a precious cup, where in this case is a white glass, but Chora Rashi had different girsas than we have in the Gemara. The Aruch's girsa in the previous case is a Ka'a de Menakra. Amr le Rabbanan, le Ravamnuna, Zuti Behlula, de Marbre de Ravina, Lishle, Mat, sing for us. Omar lehu, he wanted another case where they wanted to dampen their spirits, so he said, Vailon de Misna, Vailon de Misna. Aiveh, that for Yom HaMisa, that the Yom HaMisa approaches for everybody. So, Amar lo Rabbanan, Ma Nani Basrach, what should we answer? What should we answer to you? The way they used to have the shir was is a refrain. There was someone who would lead and then they would answer. He would open with a statement and they would answer. So how can we answer after something like this? Amar le, you can answer something which is even worse. High Torah, the High Mitzvah, the Magna Lan. Where's the Torah? Where are the mitzvahs that we learned and performed? Olam Hazeh that should protect us from the Yom Hadin. That's even a more sombering thought. Omar, Rav Yechim, Mishim, Yechai. Also, the Adam Shemalos Chayk Piv. Olam Hazeh, his prison should not fill his mouth with laughter. Olam Hazeh. And he should be restrained in his laughter. Shenemar Oz Yamalus White Pina Ushanein Arena. Then, at that time, we will be filled with rejoicing. Amosai, when is that time? Bizman Shiyemro Bagayim Higil Hashem Lasis Himela. At that time, at the time of the Mashiach, at the time of the redemption, when everyone will see the Yeshua Hashem, then is the time to fill our hearts and mouths with laughter and song, but not by Lose. Once he heard this from Yochanan, his Rebbe, he no longer filled his mouth with laughter and rejoicing. A person should not daven after being engaged in a din, where he is maybe is misupik, or he paskin correctly, there's fakis in it, and his now he has during Shemana Esrei, his thoughts will be preoccupied with the psak din, with the din tayr. And not a dvar halacha that requires iyun, it'll be mahar during the course of tefillah, el mitoch halacha psuka. Halacha, clear cut halacha, where there's no question, he doesn't have to agonize over it, did he paskin correctly, he doesn't have to toss around the sides, it's a clear cut halacha. What are some examples of halacha psuka? Amar Abaye ki had Rav Zera, like Rav Zera says, Dam Rav Zera. The Nois Yisrael Hachmiru Alasim Shafil Rois Tibas Dam Kechar Al Yeshivas Halei Yeshivas Nekim. That Nois Yisrael Lur Machmir Min Hat Tayra. The Nida is Tomeya for 7 days, but she doesn't have to say at Zayin Nikiyim unless she has a din of a Zava where she has three Riyas in the Yud Aleph Yomim in the 11 days between one Nida cycle to the next Nida cycle. The nice Yisrael Machmer that any dam they see, even Tibas Dam Chardal, as small as a mustard seed, that they're, even if it's a main Nida, they're Yeshiv Zayin Nikiyim, they have to wait 7 completely clean days before they resume relations. Rav Amar, another example, Yehada Rav Eishid Amar Rav Eishid Amar 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 Tu Amach Nisa B'Meitz Shalo Kedei Shadei B'Hem Tavi Chelas Ptur Min HaMeiser. The Chiyuv of Meiser Min HaTaira is only when the Tvua, the grain, has been finished processed. Been finished processing and you bring it into the house and you bring it in to the doorway through the house. Then it's considered that it's now considered dogon, it's grain, and that you brought into your house, you have a chiyuv min ha'tayra to meiser, and that's when your chiyuv is min ha'tayra. Min rabbanon, they were machmer. And their machmer had said that no, that you cannot have an achilas arai even before the processing is finished. But the person has an option. He can bring the mice or the grain, he can bring the grain into his house before it was finished process, meaning after processing is finished, is determined when it was winnowed, it was separated from the chaff from the grain, he puts the grain into the container, the kli, and he levels it off, and he has miruach, it's finished processing. If it's finished processing, he brings it into the house, he has a chiyuv of mice from minotera. But if he brings it into the house before the processing has been finished, even though he has it in his house, there's no chiyuv mais min ha'tayra. There is min rabbanan, and rabbanan said you can't have an achilas keva, a major meal, you cannot have from this without taking mais. Achilas araya snack, you could. By definition, anything that you feed to your animal is considered, we deem it to be achilas arai and not achilas keva. So if he brings the grain into the house or into the barn, and if he brings it and its processing hasn't been finished, he can feed it to his animal. He can feed it to his animal because it's deemed to be achilas arai and there's no chiyav min ha'tayra of meiser yet at that point. Ibaisem, another example of a halacha psuka, Ibaisem, Yehodar Rav Huna Dam Rav Huna Dam Rav Zira, make his dam be behemoth kachim. If a person takes an animal of kachim, that's kaddish, that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, and he does bloodletting on it, you need to draw some blood on from it. Aser bahano umor lambo. There's a din mi'ila on the dam. Mi'ila is getting hano from something that belongs, that's kaddish, belongs to hekdish. If he is moil from it, then he has to repay a hektish with a chaimish and bring a korban mi'ilah. He has to bring a korban ashen mi'ilahs. Dam, in this case, he said, is chayim and is osir ba'ano u'moilim ba. And Rashi points out, even though by dam, when he shechs the korban for the mizbeach, the dam that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, there's no mi'ilah. There's no mila on that dam, because over there, that's different, because over there it says, Nasati lachem ala mizbeach lachap, dam that is meant to be on the mizbeach, it's lachaper, lekapora nasati veloi lemi'ila. Its purpose is kapora, there's no mila on it, it's the extra lachaper is to tell you that it's, and its purpose is kapora, it's only the ramification of that dam, the consequence is that that dam has to be al-chapara. But if there is a mi'ila, he took hana from it, there's no din mi'ila on it. However, that's only dam that's meant to be on the mizbeah. The dam from bloodletting, which is not dam shchita, is not meant to put a on the mizbeah, there is a din mi'ila. So we have two opinions. You daven either mitoch kavod ha'roish, like our Mishnah says, or mitoch halach psuka, like the Brisa says. Rabbanan namdi kimas nisin, that's kavod ha'roish. Rav Ashi avdi kimas nisin, that it says you daven mitoch halach psuka. Tan Raman, Anainan Bimnis Malamitech Atzlos, a person doesn't daven in a frame of mind of sadness, Lamitech Atzlos, and not laziness, Lamitech Soik, or laughter, Lamitech Sicha, not from schmoozing, Sri Betela, Lamitech Halas Roish, or levity, Lamitech Dvorim Betela, Elamitech Simcha Shal Mitzvah. He should be, the simcha that he has is not these types of things, not meaningless things, not Dvorim Betela, it's Simcha Shal Mitzvah. That in that frame of mind and coming from there, he should be. That's how we should approach the davening. And similarly, when a person departs from his friend, it should not be under those circumstances. It should be from a dvar halacha, or the goyin's girsa is simcha shel mitzvah. She came at sin with the Navim Rishayim, she seen with the Vrain with the Vray Shevach, with Tayan Chumim. The Navim Rishayim, even though they talked about the Puranas, and even though they talked about the punishments and the suffering and the Golos, etc., but they were careful to end up to conclude with Divrei Nechama and Divrei Simcha. Similarly, a person departs from his friends, the departing for should be mitoyech simcha shel mitzvah. The chayin tana mara brei, the Rav Huna brei, the Rav Yirmiya bar Ava, al yiftar ahadam yechaber al yitef dvar haloch. He should depart from mitoyech dvar haloch, shekein, shemitoyech kach, zoch reyu. If he does that, he'll remember him. So that's a way to remember because of this simcha that was of the simcha shel mitzvah or the dvar haloch. Ki ha the Rav Kahana al Gula Rav Simi bar Hashem Yipum Nahara Abeit Sanisa the Baal. He accompanied him from place called Pum Nahara to a place called Sinisa the Babel, where there were the palm trees of Babel. Kimatala Hasam Amale Mar Vade Damin Shahani Sinisa the Babel is Naman Marishan. Varahashta, he said, these palm trees were here from the time of Anu Marishan until now. Amale Atkartan Milsa, you reminded me of the Milsa of Yezir Rechinu, who said, Anu Yezir Bechanina, Maidechsi, Barat Hashelo Yavar Bayesh, Yashav Adam Sham. It's a land that nobody passed through and nobody dwelt there. So how could that mean? If nobody passed through the land, of course nobody dwelt over there. So why does the Pasuk say, why does the Navi say that no one passed through and nobody settled over there? If nobody even passed through the land, of course nobody settled in the land. It's coming to teach called Eretz Shegozer La'adam Rishon LeYishum Nisyashim. Asher, when it says Asher v'lo yoshav Adam, it doesn't mean that nobody dwelled there, that nobody lived there. It means that nobody passed through the land, and it was a land that was not meant to be for a yishuv. When it means Asher v'lo yoshav, it means any land. Cholart shel lo yigozer al Adam arishon liyishuv lo nisyashav. Loyasha means that it's a land that was dwelled, was a land that Adam Arishan declared that it should be a land, it should be an area where of civilization, of settlement, that's where ultimately there was civilization. But where he was not Geyser, there was no civilization there. There was no settlement there. Rav Mordechai Alvel, Rav Simi Barashim, we talked about accompanying, Bimilave, accompanying somebody. And so it says that he accompanied him until Beidurin. He accompanied him very far along the way. He was malave him. He gave kovet to him to be malave. Ton Rabbanan as well. Sarok sheichaven asleep l'shamayim. A person does, he has to have kavana l'shamayim. He has to kavana for the meaning of the words, as some say, or kavana that he should have kavid rosh yir shamayim. So Yasil Chavin Ashili Boilashamayim Amasholimer Simila Dovar. What is the simin? Where we know from the pasuk that this inyan Tachan Liban Tachin Liban Takshevaz Nechom, that you have to direct your life. You have to be Mechavin your life. Tanya Amar Yehuda Kachayim Nagishul Rekiv Geshem Ispalim Tzibur Hayim Katzir Voila. When he was davening with the tzibur, so he was concerned about tircha de tzibur, so therefore he davened, he didn't lengthen the tefillah, he davened in a shorter way. But when he davened by himself, then when people used to find him starting in one corner, ending up in another corner. How was that? Why was that? Because the kriyas and the ishtachavayas, because all of the kriyas that he used to bow down, so then, and as Mefarshim say, he used to bow down, prostrating himself, that he moved, he was moving as he bowed down, and he ended up in another corner. Some say the pshat in the kriyas, we have a problem that you can only be kareya in the places that Chazal were mesaken to be kareya. You cannot increase, you can't add on to where Chazal said to be kareya. So some say it's talking about Kareyas in Lekai Netzar, after Lekai Netzar, when he had personal bakasha, so he used to bow down. In those places, it's mutter. It's only in the Gufa Shmon Esrei that you can. But by in the end of Shmon Esrei, you could. Taisus says that no. Taisus says that we're talking in the, when we say you can't bow down, is only in the end of the brachas. But in the middle of the brachas, one could, even in the Gufa Shmon Esrei. A person should daven in a place where there are windows. That the Pasuk of Daniel says that there were windows that he had, and windows facing Yerushalayim. You have a place where there's windows. You might think a person daven the whole day. No, it says three times. You daven three times. Not, there's a set number. Now, of course, as we'll learn, there can daven in certain circumstances tefillin nedava. There is an inyan tefillin nedava, but the tefillas choiva, and it's three times a day. You might think that this started when they went into the golos, that davening started only when they went into the golos. No, it's from earlier times. Davening was instituted earlier. You might think they can daven to any direction he wants. Talmud Loimar neged Yerushalayim, like we learned previously, you have to be facing Yerushalayim. You might think you daven three times, like we saw from the Pasuk of Daniel, it's three times. But you might think you daven one right after one, two, three. No, from four shall you day David, it says, David Melech, it says there's three set times, Erev Avoyker v'Tzoraim. You might think you daven out loud in a loud voice. No, Kvar Mefurish Al Yedei Chana VeKoyla Lo Yishamea. Says Shenemer VeKoyla Lo Yishamea. By Chana it says that no, her lips were moving, but you could not hear her voice. You might think the first thing the person does is his personal request, and then he says Avos, and he says Kedusha, and he says Hoidos. No, that's not the proper order. So, because the Pasuk said, "Come forth, Al Yedei Shloima," it says, "Shenemer Lishmoya El Harina VeLatzina Tvila." Rina is a tvila. Tvila is a bakasha. It says Rina and then bakasha. It says first Rina and then bakasha. So first is tvila, and then your personal request. You don't have any. Brocha, any bakoshas after emes v'yatsev, you don't make any bakoshas. Aval acharat tefillah, afil v'seder v'idu shel yom kippurim oimer. But after the tefillah, after the kind of tzar, you can even say the v'idu of yom kippur. You can have a lengthy tefillah. A person can ask his personal bakoshas, and by the end of Shemona Esrei, what his personal needs and bakoshas, it can be lengthy in that portion of the Shemona Esrei. Itmar nami amrav chibrav shamar rav, afal pisham usholan usrachom shemaya tefila, even though a person does ask certain bakoshas shemaya tefila, im ba'aloimer achar tefilosa, filo kisera shalom kippurim oimer, but when he wants to say it achar tefilosa, he can even have it lengthy, even like the Seder of Vidoy, the confession of Yom Kippur, meaning personal requests in Shemaya Tefillah is permissible, but it should not be lengthy. We do have other things in Aneinu, etc., other things in Shemaya Tefillah. Personal requests in Shemaya Tefillah should not be lengthy. You can make it, but not like that. After Shemana Esrei, Balakai Netzor, it can be even Kavidoy Shal Yom Kippur.